Hello and welcome to Listen Up, the E3 Diagnostics Podcast. It's Dave Chiravelli and I have with me today Lydia Riley and Tammy Franklin from Oticon to talk about their two equipment purchase programs and our success stories this year. Welcome to the podcast, Lydia and Tammy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Lydia, can you review each of those two programs that you guys have available?
Yes, of course. The two Oticon equipment financing options are the co-op program and the 24-month interest-free equipment loan program. First, let's review the co-op program. This program enables our customers to purchase diagnostic equipment with no out-of-pocket expense. Oticon will pay for the equipment directly to E3, and the customer will enter into an agreement with Oticon to purchase a certain number of units over a set time frame. Not all customers are eligible to do co-ops, so it's best to check with your Oticon account manager or inside sales rep to determine eligibility. Second is the equipment loan program. The equipment loan program is open to all customers and is like an interest-free credit card. Once we receive a signed quote, we will work up an agreement in which the customer agrees to purchase a set number of Oticon units over a 24-month time frame. Each unit purchase will be upcharged with a fee that can range from $50 to $200 per unit until the balance of the loan is paid off.
And from the E3 side, I've worked with you, Tammy, and your colleagues there at Oticon down in Oregon as well, and it's garnered quite a few deals for us. I see it as a great way for customers to finance their equipment and to be able to grow the DeMont businesses together. It's been a great partnership. A couple that come to mind have been, scattered throughout Washington, some larger chains, as well as some smaller independent clinics in Central Oregon.
Absolutely. So one that I can think of off the top of my head immediately here is a clinic that we worked with that is a larger chain who, when we started this program back in 2019 and introduced this to them, amongst the 13 clinics that they had done a total of about 36 units with Oticon, and they were, and still are actually, in another agreement with a different manufacturer. And we came to them because they needed equipment. And so we arranged this rolling co-op with them. And it's been extremely successful. I know for you, we've had a lot of equipment come through for you guys. And then we've also had a lot of units come through. They're now trending this year to do over 550 units. So we've had a tremendous amount of growth with them, and I know that we've seen that for you as well. We also have another ENT clinic that we've also started who hadn't had a lot of business with us back again when we started in 2019. They'd done about 68 units with Oticon, and being an ENT practice, sometimes it's trickier for the audiologists to get the equipment that they want as soon as they want this, and this was a very workable agreement for both the ENTs and for the clinicians to do this as a co-op. And this year they're trying to do well over 250 units for the year. So it's been very much a win-win-win for all parties involved.
Yeah, I think oftentimes we have customers who want to replace some equipment, but it may be not within their means at that moment, and they need to either budget for it or they think that they need to wait longer than they might actually have to. And this is the way I see it, an opportunity for them to possibly, have that 0% credit card type loan agreement. Or in some cases, you can take advantage of the co-op, depending on, how much hearing aid revenue that they're generating, or obviously that's up to Oticon to decide. But I do see it as you can speed up the process sometimes for a customer who's looking to replace equipment, but it's not within their means at the present time to do so.
Absolutely.
Well, great. I'm sure you can agree that there are very few to no downsides to these programs for customers who are already selling Oticon products and hearing aids. I personally recommend that you get to know your Oticon account manager and form a partnership of your own. Once you start asking customers if they're interested in financing options, it can easily become part of your normal sales conversation. I want to thank you, Lydia, and you, Tammy, again for joining me today.
Thanks so much, David, and Tammy as well. This was great.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much.